Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Magical Mondays with myself, Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl, and Virginia.
Hi.
My intuitive life coach pal. I know, I just threw that in there. So how are you this evening, Virginia?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Fabulous also. Virginia and I have had a busy day. We already did a radio show with our pal Molly, and now it's time for our show. So if our voice gets a little crackly, it's because we've talked a lot today, but we'll be good.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
It was fun. Okay, so on to our topic.
Our topic.
Where do you want to start, Virginia?
Okay. So I'm reading this book, and it is called Divine Magic, and it's the Seven Sacred Secrets of Manifestation. Try and say that really fast a bunch of times.
No doubt.
And it's by Doreen Virtue. It's an interpretation of the Kabbalion, which
I have the Kabbalion.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you read it?
I have started, but I actually got that book after you told me that so I could have some help interpreting, because it's a bit heavy.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I like, I'm reading this book for a class, but I like this version because it's nicely interpreted, and it's pretty easy to understand and grasp this way. But, yeah, it's, I haven't read all of it yet, but the reason that I got this whole notion in my head is because in the beginning of it, Doreen Virtue is talking about people being secretive, like the Hermetists that studied, and they were secretive so that they wouldn't be killed for being a witch or heretic, and, of course, that kind of struck a nerve in me. And then she went on to say that the wisdom of the ancient cultures of Egyptian, Mayan, and Greek teachings, and including Hermetics, has helped her to better understand her past and present lives. And then that struck another chord in me. And I was trying to read, and I couldn't. I had to stop because I was flooded with so much information that I had to put the book down because I couldn't concentrate. And it hit me like, oh my gosh, let's stop and take a look around right now. There are hundreds, if not thousands, if not more than that, of well-known or famous people that are into metaphysical topics or spiritual teachings or any of this sort that are just well-known and okay. I don't know how else to say it, but... It's so much more mainstream now, it seems, and it seems like it's such a safe environment now for us to kind of step into that light and be who we are without being afraid of being judged or persecuted or killed or put down or, you know, any of these number of things that we've encountered
that would have
so
happened
many times in past lives.
Yes. Well,
and
even,
I'm just fascinated by it.
Cool. Even the conversations we get to have with people now that we never would have had, like, say, 20 years ago.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to find like-minded people that aren't over the top, right?
Yes.
Because over the top, the people were always around and always you always knew about them, but you didn't really want to go have a conversation with them. Bless them. They served a purpose, but yeah. I don't like extremes in any, you know, anything. So,
right.
Even in but yeah, it's so much easier now to find out information. And that's the internet, right? And we can find people that are doing this that, you know, get a following, and we can see that they have a following, and we can see that they're happy. We can see that they're doing what they want to do. And it just makes it easier for all of us. So we thank all of those people that are way out there famous. Yay!
Yeah. But then I feel like, too, like I hear more and more stories about professionals, like doctors, who have, you know, taken huge risks of going against, or not against, but kind of stepping out into this light as well, and taking a risk of being judged and you know, kind of looked down on or scorned from their community and their practice for stepping out and talking about these things that they're experiencing or seeing or feeling, you know, like Brian Weiss is one that comes up right off the top of my head because I have a book sitting right here, so it was really off the top of my head.
He does ask like questions, right?
Right. And because of the experiences he had and the things he learned from, you know, the one patient, he came out with a book and became more, you know, but he even talked about his apprehension and his fear and concern about the judgment he was faced from his, you know, colleagues in the medical community, and what are they going to say, and they're going to think he's wacky, and, you know, and I think there's a lot of people who are afraid of that, but are braving it and stepping out and being open and being okay. And not only is it okay for them, but it's thriving for them, you know, like their businesses or their practices take off in this completely different direction and become bigger than they ever realized because they followed their true essence of who they are and what they're meant to do. And I think that's huge.
Very huge. Very, very huge. Well, even like celebrities, there's more and more that will, you know, mention things or be part of projects that are, you know, along the metaphysical spiritual line. It's fascinating and awesome.
It is. And then, so I think it's funny when, like, okay, because I can think of a musician off the top of my head who I'm not, like, a huge fan of this artist, but there's a couple of songs that he has that I like, and there's one in particular that has kind of touched me in a personal way. And I was so excited the one day that I went to tut.com, where you get your notes from the universe email. I happened to go on the website for something, and there was a picture of him on the banner of the website's page of this artist, and just, like, expressing his gratitude toward Mike Dooley for what he does, and da-da-da. And I thought,
nice.
See, this is why I was kind of drawn to him and some of his music. But and I think that's so fun that, like, okay, you kind of have an interest in some celebrity, and then you find out they're into similar things that you are, and that makes you feel like, oh, well, that explains it, or that's why I like them, or something, or it just gives you a little fun thing in common that really doesn't matter because you're never going to meet that celebrity.
Well, you never know. It could happen. But it's just really great, hey, to see that it's becoming so much normal, like as normal as it can be. It's just chatting now. Because now you have conversations with people and you just pop out stuff. Like, yeah,
right.
Had a past life. Like you used an example earlier today. Yeah, I had a past life regression, found out I did this and this and this. And people are like, cool, that's really interesting. I'd like to have one. I wonder what I was, blah, blah, blah. Like
right.
I said, years ago, you would never have said that.
Right, right. And it's funny because the example I used earlier was, you know, to you or other really like-minded people, it's so normal to just say, oh my gosh, I was, you know, a witch in a past life, or I was a monk in a past life, you know, or I was somewhere in ancient Egypt or in ancient Asian land. Right, right. And you're like, oh, awesome. Oh, I was there too. What year were you there?
Well, yeah. Well, and it's just really, really awesome that you can have these kind of conversations and then giggle and just realize that it's opening up awareness for so many people. And it doesn't have to be huge. Like, not everybody has to, you know, embrace all of their intuitive talents and work at it and hang up a sign saying that they're open for business.
Just
right. Being aware and conscious of your thoughts or just what you're doing and putting out to the world so that you can make informed decisions and choices, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And everything's energy.
Mm-hmm. And I just love, like, you use the word normal. I love the sense of normalcy about it all, because I've always been the odd one, and I'm sure you have too, and, you know, a lot of our listeners have always kind of felt that, you know, we were different, or we just didn't fit in, or something, and while we're thinking all that the whole time, I'm thinking, well, these people are the weird ones because they don't get it. Like, they don't have the sense of the bigger picture, and they don't have that connection, and that's weird. You know, to me, it's weird that, you know, people don't live honest lives, or, like, yeah, that's not normal to me. And so I'm, in on one hand, where I felt not normal or different, on the other hand, I felt like I was actually the normal one.
Or you find out people that you knew are interested in this, too, and have some talents themselves, but you didn't talk about it because you didn't know any different.
Exactly. That's, like, you know, that makes me think of, that makes me think of when you're, like, 10 years old and you're in, like, fifth grade and you have a crush on this little boy, and this little boy has a crush on you, but, you know, you're 10, and so you don't say anything. And then you run into each other in high school or, like, after you've graduated.
Or college, or
like,
even
oh my
as adults.
Right, right. Like, oh, my gosh, I remember you. I had the biggest crush on you. And they're like, really? Because I had the biggest crush on you.
Yes.
And had you said something then, you could have started something way earlier. Just like, had you, you know, opened up about your intuition and your talents and your gifts sooner, you might have formed a little connection with a friend earlier on.
I will say, though, that a lot of them that I did, people I did hang out with, they did, and we did. We talked about stuff. It's just not to the extent now, because now we have so much access to so much information. I have to say the internet has been a huge, huge benefit to spiritual awareness and consciousness.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Huge, because then you can find people that might be interested in the same things as you are without, it, you know, letting your freak flag fly in your neighborhood. Try saying that fast.
We should make a line of freak flags.
That would be fun.
So that way we could all recognize each other.
Yeah, we would all know. Make t-shirts. There you go.
There you go.
So, okay, I have another question for you and for the people in the chat room. Have you ever had this happen where you end up talking to somebody that you haven't seen in a very long time, and for some reason the conversation just goes there, and then you find out, hey, you could have been having interesting conversations for a really long time about stuff. But again, neither of you knew how to bring it up or even knew that you should when you knew each other, like, before. Did that even make sense?
Yeah. Okay. To me.
I feel like I had too much chocolate just before the show, and I'm like, talking fast.
Oh, I think it's great that you had chocolate.
I know, I'm channeling my inner Virginia. I had to have chocolate before the show.
I mean, yeah, that's, I don't see, I'm trying to think. I'm sure it has happened where it's been like, oh, I didn't know that about you, or I didn't, oh, here's a good example. I did a party where I did readings, and so the first girl that walks into the room, because the host, I didn't know, I met her, you know, we connected through a mutual friend, and so she was having people over. She's in a neighborhood not far from mine, but not my neighborhood. And I get there early, obviously, and I get everything set up. And the first girl that walks in the room, we look at each other and just start laughing. And we're like, hi. We had worked together like 15 years ago. And
wow.
She goes, I would have never guessed this about you. I'm like, surprise.
That's awesome.
So, and then, like, there's other people that I've been friends with for years that I never really talked about this stuff with, and then when I finally started kind of coming into my own and being braver about it, I would mention it to them, and they would say, oh, well, yeah, I knew that the whole time. Really?
I've had that, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're not surprised. Really?
Right.
Not a hit that. And then I get... Well, you did until you started drinking.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then I told all your secrets.
Yeah. And then I told you what was what. Yeah,
don't be around Shannon if she's drinking and you have secrets that you want to keep hidden.
Yeah, don't. Nope. Because I will walk over to you and say, so, yeah. That's why I don't drink, because the filter goes and I don't know how to shut up. I feel that you need to share your secrets, that you need to have a safe space that you can, I can say, I know them anyway, so you may as well just tell me and get them off your chest and let them go.
Right.
That's, they don't agree. Weird. Weird. Yeah. And then I have people that really want to go drink with me because they want to see what would happen. Yeah, no.
That would be me.
I get that a lot. It's weird.
I just want to get Shannon drunk. This is going to be so much fun.
Because then she'll be the entertainment. Well, yeah. Yeah. Hee, hee, hee. Oh, my goodness. So, lost it. See, chocolate. I feel like I'm a little bit buzzed, the chocolate.
It happens. I had a little bit of chocolate as well, so I'm kind of suffering from the same thing.
So this should be lively. All right,
right.
So where else do we want to go with this?
Well.
Okay, go.
No, you go.
Now we're going to have silence.
That was the theme of our show with Molly earlier, was silence. We talked plenty, and we all tried to, you know, not talk over each other, and then in doing so, we would all just be silent.
Well, and sometimes it was because the person that just finished talking, we were all like, yeah, and we were thinking about what they said, and then we forgot that someone should still be talking.
Right.
Because it's a radio show.
Right.
It's because being on the radio like this, I think it's for me because it's on my phone. It just
right.
feels like we're having a regular phone chat, and sometimes I forget.
Mm-hmm. Or to me, I do a lot of, like if we were sitting, you know, in the same room together, and so I'm nodding along, and, you know, I'm making all the facial gestures like, oh, I get it. And so I'm physically responding to you, but I forget that nobody knows that.
Yeah, and we don't. I don't want video. No. Then I'd have
yeah.
to comb my hair, and no.
And I suggested that, and Shannon shut it down real quick.
I did, because sometimes I might be in my pajamas doing the radio show. Never know.
Well, I always am.
Okay, me too. They have moses on them. They're very cute. Okay. See, it's the chocolate.
It is.
So.
We apologize.
All right. So with everything that's out in the open about spirituality, metaphysics, being psychic, being intuitive, there still is, like, a hesitation to say psychic. Do you agree?
Yes.
Because, I mean, even some of the people that are out there spiritual-wise and are doing intuitive stuff, they will not use the word psychic. They absolutely refuse. That kind of irritates me. That's just because one of my, you know, soapbox things is to make the word psychic not scary. But you know what? They have to do what they're comfortable with, and I don't judge them for it. I just wish, you know, that it still didn't have that negative connotation at times.
And I am one who has struggled a lot with the word psychic. And I finally overcame that and have become comfortable and able to use it, but I still am just more drawn to the word intuitive, and I'm not sure why, because the word psychic definitely doesn't give me that, like, stamp to the chest feeling like it used to, and I can say it, and I'm okay with it, and I do use it interchangeably, but I just feel more inclined or more drawn to the word intuitive.
Some days I do. I totally want to be the intuitive cowgirl instead of the psychic cowgirl, and then I get over it and move on. Because the psychic cowgirl's
catchy.
Well,
psychic cowgirl sounds better. Yeah. It sounds better.
It is. But, you know, when I'm having one of those, you know, insecure kind of days, every once in a while I go through a little phase for about, you know, 20 minutes, and then I get over myself. Thank goodness. Because... used to be days, now it's only 20 minutes. Woohoo! All this work's paying off. Because we still get persecuted. It's just in a different way.
Oh, sure.
We get persecuted online or with words. I mean, they can't kill us anymore, thank goodness. But they can still badmouth us and, you know, it still happens, right?
Right. Right.
And we still feel it.
Okay, let's just go there with the words and the things that people say online and about us and behind our backs and stuff like that. Just because as you were talking about it, I was kind of pinged with it, so let's just go there.
Let's go there.
I have let's go there. I have a friend, and I use the term friend loosely. We've known each other for 25 years. We were the best of friends growing up. And, you know, naturally, as friends do, as you get older, you get married, you have kids, and, you know, you drift apart a little bit. But we maintained a connection still through Facebook until she deleted me, which is funny to me. That I don't care about. I delete people from Facebook all the time, so that doesn't offend me. Usually, and it didn't offend me this time either. However, what did bother me is the fact that just a couple of months ago, she, in a group setting with friends, that, you know, mutual friends, one of my friends was going to see Long Island Medium, and so she was talking about it, and they're talking about Medium, and this, quote, other friend, just mutters right out of her mouth, that's the devil's work. And everyone literally stopped their conversation and looked at her, and one of them said, what? And she repeated it, that's the devil's work. And then they all kind of, I can't believe you would say that, and da-da-da-da-da. And so they kind of gave her a little hell. But I finally, you know, honored my feelings of not being happy about that and sent her a nice little message. about how it made me unhappy or how it just bothered me, because at the end of the day, she's somebody who was my friend. And even if
right.
she doesn't agree with what I do, do you have to have such harsh words about it? One. Two, I've done a reading for her, a medium reading for her, with her mother is the one who I connected with. So for her to say that is really just astounding. And four, what number was I at? 2, 3, 5, 8, B.
11-teen.
Right? She then claimed that, first she said it was her mother-in-law's belief, shoving them down her throat. Then she said she never said it. Then, so it was like this after this, and whatever, I don't care. Whether they're your beliefs or not, you stated them as though you believed in them. And that's just a bunch of shit, if you ask me, because Shannon is someone who can attest to this. In this line of work, there is nothing evil involved, at least not in mine and not in Shannon's, and not in the circle of that I keep that is in the same stuff with me, the metaphysics and the psychics and the spirituality. It's not. And so I so cutely ended my last email to her with, you know, what's really funny is I'm studying to be a minister, so I would love for your mother-in-law or you or anyone else who likes to equate the, quote, devil with what I do to make that connection for me. Because that's hilarious.
Nice. Very nice.
And I also told her that, you know, you can think that, you can believe that, you can say that whatever you want. The devil does not, I don't believe in the devil. Such evil doesn't exist in my world, and I'm very sorry that it exists in other people's. That's
mm-hmm.
just the way I feel about it.
I agree.
I'm off my soapbox.
Okay. Well, we each had a turn. It's awesome. Well, and, you know, they get to have their opinion, but it's mm-hmm. just disrespectful. To say
right.
that in a crowd like that. Because,
right.
I mean, we don't believe in some of the things they believe in, but we would never, like, say it's such a negative way. Maybe, like,
right.
to each other or, you know, to your husband or, like, something private, but never in a group setting like that. Because
right.
we just don't roll that way.
Right.
But, you know, it's that big old fear and that, you know, negative energy that they carry around because they're not happy with themselves. And, you know, if you got to sit down and have a life coaching session with her, I bet you'd find out exactly how unhappy she truly is, and that's why she said what she did.
And you know what? And it's not even, I don't even need that cause, a life coaching session with her because I already know how unhappy she is. I knew who she was before, and I know who she is now, and there's a huge difference in her energy that I pick up on. And even
that's
my
that.
Other friends who aren't, you know, into what I, you know, they're not psychic, they're not intuitive, or at least they don't, you know, own up to any of those aspects of themselves, they even talk about the difference they see in her. So it's, you know, it's very blatantly obvious how different of a person she is and how unhappy she is, and, you know, we all have our opinions on, you know, what's going on, but we don't, you know, talk about them in a group setting of mixed company, you know. We express our concerns to each other as friends, but mm-hmm. we don't, you know, I don't walk into a room of people and say, hey, you know, and I'm not even going to do it here. It's just, I'm not. And I wanted to just mention that Peaceful Sim in the chat room said there's plenty of references in the Bible to using the gifts God has given you, and that's my argument all the time. There are prophets galore in the Bible. What the hell do
yep.
you think? Where do you think they got their information from?
I've asked
the exact
that.
Same
the
thing
difference?
That we do. Right.
So if we called ourselves prophets, it would be okay, as long as we were affiliated with the correct religion.
Right, right. And then, you know, to say probably, I'm not even going to get into all of it.
Okay. Let's change the subject now.
Yes.
All right. So, it's fascinating because I didn't catch on to this as quick as Virginia, but we did do a radio show with Molly earlier, and her topic was so similar to this one that we had booked already that it just entertained me to no end. And so we might repeat some of the stuff because it was a good show. So one of the questions that Molly asked us was, what's the best thing about being able to take our spiritual gifts to the world?
And what was your response, Shannon?
Oh, I get to go first again? All right.
Mm-hmm.
you two did this to me earlier.
I don't remember what I said.
I know. I probably won't say the exact same thing, but I'll be close. Okay, so what I said, or who knows what I said, was the best thing for me is the confidence and the freedom that it gives me. Like, being able to, like, openly do this, it just, and watching how it affects people, because basically all I'm doing is getting them in touch with their own soul. And that is so cool. So that's the best thing, is just the effect it can have for people for their whole life, like the life-changing part of it. The worst thing, oh, yeah, we talked about that, is how as I continue doing this and evolving myself and working on myself too, relationships shift and changed. And I said the worst thing was when I meet people like in a class or in a group and it feels like they'll be like-minded and we get along and things are good for a little while and then it implodes. And I realize that they weren't really on the same page as I am, but doing this kind of work can be kind of lonely until you actually find those people that support you unconditionally.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, now it's your turn.
Wah, wah.
And now we'll have the silence.
It will start now. I think the best thing for me is seeing the world differently and feeling okay with what I'm seeing and how I'm seeing it.
Nice.
And, it's similar to what you had said about the freedom. It is a very freeing feeling to be who I am and be open about it and be comfortable with it and have a confidence in it. A good example is yesterday I did a metaphysical and holistic vendor event, and I came home and I was telling Ken that in the past when people would come up to me and say, and I'm sure I've talked about this before, and Shannon, I know you know this, you know, people will come up to me and say, oh, so you're psychic, I'd be like, well, yeah, I guess, and, you know, I would just kind of shrink a little bit and hope they would just stop talking to me and walk away.
Go away.
Or I would, like, mumble and fumble over my words and, you know, but yesterday, it was a completely different energy. You know, I'm standing behind my table, and people are walking up and asking questions, and, oh, and you can do animal readings? What does that mean? And I say, oh, it's really awesome. So just like if I'm doing a reading for you, I tune into your vibrational energy. Animals are the same way. We all carry that energy, so I just tune into theirs. So it's like my energy is having a conversation with their energy, and I'm able to give you information that you're wondering about your animal or your pet. And I mean, I'm sure you could feel that in just what I said. And I was standing up straight. I was leaning forward. I was engaging. I was excited. I was rambling like crazy because I had so much to say. And so I love that aspect of it. I love feeling open and confident and that people are interested in what I do. That is huge for me.
That is huge.
Coming from where I came from, hoping no one would talk to me about it.
Hope nobody would notice. We should write a book, The Evolution of a Psychic. First, you don't have a clue that you're actually psychic because, you know, it's just how every day is.
Uh-huh.
Then you find out, and you freak out because you think, ah!
I'm going crazy. Mm-hmm. I went through that.
And then you hope nobody knows, and then you find out they all do anyway. Yeah.
So then you just give up and tell everyone.
And accept it and move on.
Right. But I'm looking over at, like, my stack of books and my shelf of books. And, I mean, I can look and see so many authors that are, quote, famous or well-known. And it, I don't know, that gives me a comforting feeling and a good feeling that, you know, these books are on metaphysical topics. And, you know, if you really stop and think about it, each one of us could probably, off the top of our heads, name at least five people. At least five,
yes.
You know? And some of them might be the same, some of them might not, but we can all at least name five. And
mm-hmm.
if, you know, pushed, we could probably name even more than that. And that's what I think is just so amazing about this day and age, because, you know, my bookshelf is filled with primarily metaphysically topicked books. Was that? I don't even know
yes.
if that was the correct phrasing.
Sure.
But it will be for now. And,
yes.
And people come over and they see all these books and they don't bat an eye and they don't say, like, I don't see a funny look on their face. And a lot of times they say, oh, I had that book, or, oh, that's really cool. What's that about? And so it's just, I keep going back to the word you use, Shannon, the freedom. It's just freeing, and it feels so like you can breathe, and it's okay to be who you are and feel safe. I think that's the big thing for me, is feeling safe, finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know for sure that a lot of us that are doing this kind of work right now, all were killed for it numerous times in past lives. And so
mm-hmm.
this lifetime, we are exploding, zapping, whatever word you want to use, that pattern, so that we can feel safe. And it's going to take some time, right? So if you're
yeah.
in this pattern and you're worried that people are going to know, just give yourself a bit of a break. Take baby steps. Because
mm-hmm.
you are here to release that pattern and to let it go, absolutely, without a doubt. Because they're not going to kill you this time. The worst that can happen is you'll get persecuted online, which does happen to people when they get a certain level of fame and then they do something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Everyone has something
disengage.
To say. Yeah.
Exactly.
And even if you keep it on, like, a smaller scale of just in your, you know, your little
comfort
life, your little circle, your little neighborhood, you know, even here, there's going to be things said, and you just may not know about it because it's behind your back. So if you...
And I'm good with that.
Yeah, right? So if you gain a little bit of, you kind of grow as a person, or if you go into it as a business and you kind of grow a business, people are going to have, even more people are going to have things to say. You just might know a little bit more about it now because they might make ignorant comments on, like, a Facebook page or something or what have you. And that's the great thing, is because then you can just, you know, boot them from your page and block them from and ban them from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can cast them out instead of them, you know, you being the one that's cast out. But at the end of the day, everyone's going to have something to say, and you can't please everyone. Think about your family. Is everyone in your family absolutely happy with you and who you are and what you do and decisions you make and things you say? No. Do you still do them anyway? Yes. Why? Because
and it doesn't matter
who you are. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do. There's that issue. And you know what? If they say something mean about you online and that's the persecution you face, hey, you're still alive. You can handle it.
Yep. Mhm. I'll take that online verbal persecution any day over.
Well, and you know what? People do have to smarten up with that, because just because it's online doesn't make it anonymous or less hurtful.
Right.
And you know what? Don't worry about it, because karma will get them.
Oh, yes, it will.
So, I mean, it might be hurtful, but at least you know who's on your side and who's not, and let karma and the universe take care of it. It does suck, though. It does.
It does.
Even
and
when people that were your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
And it'll hurt your feelings a little bit, but you'll get over it, just like you get over if, you know, your family member is not happy with you, who you're dating or who you're married to or whatever. You'll get over it, you know?
Right. Or learn to deal with it, same thing, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because it's worth it. It's worth it to step into your power, to step into your spiritual gifts and embrace it if this is what you're drawn to, and go for it. It's so
mm-hmm.
worth it. It just gives life this giddiness, like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you smile way more often. And you get
yeah,
to have
because you're more
fascinating
mm-hmm.
conversations with people.
And experiences.
Yes, and opportunities.
Right. I mean, who gets to say that, yeah, I can communicate with animals? Who gets to say, yeah, I can channel angels? Who gets to say, you know, I have really cool, famous scientists as spirit guides? You know, like, what? Look at all the fun experiences you get to have in this lifetime and in this world and having these gifts. Like, I feel sorry for the people that don't get these wild, crazy, out there, fun experiences, because I feel like these experiences are what open our eyes to, you know, the fact that anything is possible and that there just might be more to this world than this little itty-bitty life that we know of. Like, you wouldn't know
right?
those things if you weren't opening yourself up to your true essence of who you are and who you're supposed to be.
And then having parallel life dreams.
You know, you're a jerk.
I've been really good for a few shows. I have.
You have. And I didn't even see that one coming. I'm like, crying from my head so hard. Oh, my goodness. I need tissue. Shannon.
Because now you're open. You're open to the possibility.
Sure.
Could happen. Especially when there's a full moon on Thursday. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yes.
So for all of us that are normal and manifest on the full moon, and by all of us, I mean except Virginia, get your manifest list ready. Get your intentions ready. It's Thursday.
Or if you're not normal and you're like me and you release at the full moon, get your list, write it out of what you want to let go from your life.
Yep.
That's what I'll be doing.
Yep, we'll all be attracting and Virginia will be letting go.
And I'm okay with that. I don't
she
mind
is.
Being different.
There is like some powerful energies this full moon too, so be really clear on what you want because you will get it. It's already
mm-hmm.
started. On Sunday, I paid bills. No, Saturday, I paid bills. And I said, oh, we need some more money in our bank account. Yeah, within 10 minutes, my husband got called into work. I'm like, sorry, honey. Because, of course, he busted me on it. totally did. He said, oh, and kids, your mom's the reason why I have to go to work because she wanted more money in the bank account. On to me, huh?
Well.
So for those of us that are manifesting, it's going to happen. And for those of you that are releasing, be ready. Release those big things that you want out of your life.
Mm-hmm. Because what I'm also noticing, you know, I've been kind of feeling this for a while, but I've been noticing a lot of various articles that are saying the same thing, and I love when that happens because I feel like it just kind of validates the feeling I had, that we're kind of coming up to a time where the things that aren't serving a positive purpose in our life are just going to start falling away. So we kind of have to get ready for and prepared for a change because it's going to happen no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Because
things are happening so much quicker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, you saw Shannon, what was that, 20 minutes you said?
Yeah.
10 minutes?
Oh, and then the same day, I created a new offering, put it on my Facebook page, and within 20 minutes, I had three people interested, four, actually. And I'm like, wow, so things are happening quick. The key is to be clear on what you want or clear on what you want to release, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means the new moon that's going to be next, that's when the rest of us will release that are not like Virginia. She just does it opposite.
And see, I'm different, and I'm okay with that.
She is? Yeah, you are okay with that.
Because
so then we have
this
every full moon, right? I'm manifesting, and Virginia's like, no, I'm releasing. Because if I make comments, she will correct me. Like, no, that's not happening. Can you tell that it entertains us to no end?
But because at the end of the day, it's all about honoring what works for you, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So that's what I'm doing, and that's what Shannon's doing. Manifesting works for her and most of the world in the full moon,
and release
works for me and a small part of
the world.
There's got to be other people out there.
Yeah. And if you don't know which one, it just takes practice. Like, just try it. I did. Mm-hmm. I tried doing it the opposite just to see if it would work. No, epic fail.
Same here. I tried manifesting at the full moon, and nothing happened. So I thought, you know, I'll try again next full moon, and nothing happened. So then I thought, well, let me try the new moon. And lo and behold, things just started happening. So you just have to try it out.
Yep, absolutely. And be clear on what you want or what you wish to release.
Mm-hmm. So if you find that you manifest at the new moon and release at the full moon, email me. I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Virginia really wants to know.
I just need a friend.
She just needs someone else, you know. Because I know I have lots of you that do it my way, so I'm good. Let's find a friend for Virginia.
Yeah, please.
And if that friend, if you're into parallel lives, wahaha, awesome. Okay, but I should quit bugging you because you are way better. We actually did a show on it.
Right, at my suggestion. I mean, I knew you wanted to, but I, you know, was like, hey, let's do this. So, you know, you would have said it a long time ago.
True.
But you were nice and waited for me to be ready.
I did. Not that I didn't subliminal message you often.
Like every Monday.
Like every Monday, yes.
I just hope that
one thing I like about this full moon is that the energy feels giddy.
Yes.
as opposed to some of the full moons, it feels a bit heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'll notice around full moons, I tend to get that heavier, like, blah feeling. And this time, I feel a lot lighter, and I'm laughing a lot more, and I'm not as tired, and I'm a lot more patient because I tend to get a little irritable. Full moon and PMS sometimes is the same for me.
Not good. I mean,
no.
Two times a month. Yikes.
I mean, I keep it under wraps pretty well, I think. I mean, of course, we all have our days, but I try to be pretty good about it. But, I mean, I do notice a difference in my mood and my energy around the full moon. But not this time.
Mm-hmm.
I notice a difference, but in to the positive side, not to the negative, heavy, blah feeling.
Yes. To me, it feels sizzly, giddy. That's how I've been feeling the last couple days. Getting things done, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And busy.
Because it's almost like we are kind of turning more down the road of what serves purpose for us and what, like you had said in your blog about, you know, honoring boundaries and doing, you know, following where your energy needs to be or
yeah,
where you're spending your energy and doing it, you know, where things feel good instead of where things feel heavy. And it's like the more we're doing that, the more we're letting go of the stuff that was taking up space, and it's opening up room for the new stuff and the stuff that does make us feel lighter and happier.
Yes. Pay attention where you're spending your energy, because I found that for the last month and a half, I was spending too much energy on things that didn't uplift me. They felt like obligations and have-tos, and really I was doing it to myself, making it more complicated and, you know, difficult than it had to be. And once I realized it and I said, okay, I can't do it like this anymore, and I asked for help and I changed some things just so that I had full days to work on the things that lift my energy, like researching and writing and my website and my clients and my blog and everything like that, and it just changed everything. Because then it's easier to do those other things that you know, don't necessarily want to do, like clean the house, when you have already uplifted your energy doing things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just how it works.
Because then that task of cleaning the house doesn't feel like, oh, there's something else I have to do. It's, oh, I have time. Let's go dust or mop the floor or whatever it is that you're going to do. You know, there's a completely different energy towards the task at hand.
Yes. Yeah, it just changes things. And I think part of it is because you honor yourself.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge part of it.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that kind of the whole point of this whole spirituality, awareness, consciousness thing? Is to find out who we are in our soul and honor that, no matter what direction it takes us.
I agree. There's this really great book, as I'm reaching for it. It's called Inspiration Deficit Disorder, and it's by Jonathan Ellerbe, and it's really helps you to get to your inner self and your inner core and who you are and what you're meant to do.
Nice.
Yeah, I highly suggest it for anyone who's kind of struggling on where to turn or what to be or what to do. There's a motorcycle going down the road. I apologize. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
That was loud.
But it really kind of, it is, I live on a loud street in these warm months. but this book really kind of brings you down to, like, it kind of bears your soul to yourself, obviously. And, mm-hmm. you know, it brings you back down to the basics to remember who you are and then build you back up from there of right. where you're meant to be and what you're meant to do. It's a really, really great book, and I highly recommend it for
Jonathan
Ellerby, Ellerby. I'll type it in the chat room.
Nice. Well, I think if more people were able to do that, it would change everything in our whole wide world.
I agree.
Just, yeah. Get back to basics, too.
Mm-hmm. But he talks about, like, your true essence and what that is at the core of you, and when you tear away all of the, things around you, and even, you know, your body, you just kind of go back down to your soul and who you were at birth and what you felt and who you're meant to be. It's just a really, really great book. And it helps to inspire you to kind of take those steps and step into your power and your own essence and who you're meant to be.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It's
very
fantastic
nice.
Book.
Cool. See and look at through social media or through this radio show. Everybody that's listening gets to find out about this book.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Because we have this way to connect, we can connect with so many more people. That makes me
mm-hmm.
happy.
Me too.
So if you're feeling kind of alone and that you can't talk to anybody with your spiritual gifts, that's not true. Reach out to somebody. Find one of us. Bring it up. I always tell my clients to bring it up in a casual way with their friends, because they would be surprised at how many of their friends would be into it too, but nobody wants to be the one to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, Long Island Medium, the TV show, is a great way to start conversations. You will find out who's into it and who's not, and you'll be
mm-hmm.
so totally shocked.
And I like that you use her as an example because she's so relatable, you know. And even if you're not, you know, friends aren't really into the medium aspect of it, but they still watch the show, then they do have some kind of interest. They're just not willing to talk about it yet, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's such a relatable, down-to-earth person, you know, she, like, I've heard her in interviews and her say before, like, I'm just me, you know. I'm just a mom and a housewife, and oh yeah, and I talk to dead people. Like, it's just I'm a normal person. I'm just little old me, and that's that.
Making it normal. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
There'll be more of that. I know it.
Oh, I think so. Definitely. And it doesn't even have to be on, like, this grand, famous, you know, published author television show scale. It could be just in your town, in your world. You know, in
mm-hmm.
your little corner of the world, you're going to start to notice just more and more people, you know, maybe more shops popping up or just more groups being offered or classes or something. There's just
something.
You're going to notice more of it, and it's going to start feeling more normal.
Yay! Well, Blog Talk's telling us it's time to end the show in 30 seconds.
That went by fast.
It did go by fast. So, from my perspective, I'm freaking excited. This is all becoming way more normal. And that it's not so scary to put yourself out there. Yay!
Mm-hmm.
And I hope all of you are too. Let your spiritual gifts fly.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be awesome. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. It's time to end the show, and we will be back next Monday.
Talking about the energies of April and going into May.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we might talk a little bit about manifesting or releasing. Depends which one of us is talking. So whatever you did for the full moon to manifest or release, bring it to the show so you can share with us because we want to hear. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.